Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Hybrid Jazz is a vision of all that is jazz, both traditional and contemporary, domestic and global. Here's your host, Trish Hennessy.
Well, Dave Solomon, thank you so much. It is a pleasure and an honor to be here. Oh my gosh, what a December it has been already. Phew, my goodness. Past 24 hours, how about it? The amazing, the legendary, the pioneer Dave Brubeck at the almost age of 92 has left us physically, but will always be in our hearts and souls. And then last night, the Grammy nominations were announced. And as it turns out, Dave was just hours away from knowing that he was getting a nomination for Best Instrumental Performance along with his beloved Chris Brubeck. So I'm just so emotionally filled. You know, we never get out of this world alive, that's for sure. But if you can have a life like Dave Brubeck, who lived all that time and fulfilled his mission in earth, all kinds of music, all kinds of joy, all kinds of spirit of love early on in his life. That was my dryer, I'm sorry. Then you really have fulfilled your mission on earth. You truly have. Jeff Antoniak joins us at 2. Ray Gaskins at 1:30. What a cool surprise. And right now, we have to do Dave Brubeck. We're going to hear a couple of songs for the show. We're going to start off with a song that his beloved Paul Desmond wrote about one of the true crushes that anybody can have in their lifetime. This is about Audrey Hepburn. It's the Dave Brubeck Quartet and Audrey on Hyper Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
Thank you.
You just stop it and you stand right in the corner over there because it's hot in here and it's cold outside. Woo! Mm-mm-mm. Now, let me tell you something about Foreplay and Esprit de Four, the brand new CD. That, ladies and gentlemen, is Nathan East. Aha! With his own composition. Nathan's birthday is coming up on the 8th. So it's just a couple of days away. All I Want to Do is the name of that track. There's more to say about Foreplay. F-O-U-R, by the way, don't be scared. Chuck Loeb, if you didn't know this, Chuck was just with us, a couple of weeks ago. And certainly he had no idea. And I am sure that his mouth is still open today. Because the Grammy nominations were announced last night, and Chuck Loeb's composition of December Dream, you know how I've carried on about that song, is now up for consideration for Grammy Instrumental of the Year. So, Chuck Loeb has a lot to celebrate, and I know that he's going to be celebrating with Nathan East in a couple of days. So foreplay is on a high right now. Oh, my goodness. That is just so wonderful to hear. Philip K. Jones II, I'll Be Home for Christmas. We're going to hear a lot of piano pieces today just in honor of Dave Brubeck because he has influenced so many people. Philip K. Jones I got to know because of Jerry B., and this album is so wonderful. Philip likes to concentrate on gospel or sacred music. Originally from Cleveland, Ohio, now he's in Tennessee. He plays drums, he plays piano. Dad taught him the organ. Dad's a minister at the age of 8. And the album is called The Meaning of Christmas, if you get a chance to pick that up. I think it's reviewed by CD Baby. Quite nice. Just the perfect backdrop for a special, joyful, filled holiday season. Dave Brubeck, no joy in telling you that this amazing pioneer is no longer with us on the earth. But, you know, I know that people are sad, but when you consider the kind of life that he had, born on the 6th of December, that's right, today is his birthday, 1920, passed away yesterday, just shy of 92. And when you think of the music that reflected the refined classical music that his mom so loved, and then combine that with the improvisational skills that he had, and think about when he was young, if you didn't know some things about him, just amazing to contemplate. He was born outside of San Francisco in a place called Concord, California, and he had poor eyesight, and he learned to play the piano, got in school in California, and it caused a big controversy because he originally went out to study veterinary medicine, but his teacher said, forget it, your mind is not here, you should be involved in music. So he got involved in music as a teacher, but it was so radical back then because they found out that he really couldn't read sheet music too well. So the teachers were going to throw him out of school. And other teachers interceded and said, no, his improv skills and his sense of melody is so acute, it surpasses his poor eyesight. So let's work with him. And they did. And as fate would have it, he was in the military. He was actually in George Patton's Third Army, but was not considered for Battle of the Bulge. He actually started to play piano with the Red Cross, and he was so good at that that they said, forget it, we're going to put you into a band. He got involved in one of the first integrated bands in the military, the Wolfpack, it was called. And you know what? This, because of the way his heart was toward all kinds of people, he was a champion early on for saying no to many instances where his bass player, Eugene Wright, African-American, was not going to be considered to be part of the ensemble. Paul Desmond, he met early on, actually, in his military career, and Paul and Dave were real instrumental in making sure that folks knew that if Eugene was not going to be considered, they were not going to be considered. And Dave Brubeck was only the second person after Louis Armstrong to be on the cover of Time magazine as a jazz legend or a budding jazz legend. And Dave said, you know what, I'm only getting this because I'm white. Duke Ellington should be on the cover of Time magazine. He really put his neck out there in a number of instances. So, you know, reading this about how he conducted himself as a refined person, how many people have said in the past 24 hours, oh my gosh, he really was like being in royalty, among royalty. And that's the way he was in his life. He did orchestral music, he did soundtracks, If you ever saw This Is America, Charlie Brown, that was Dave Brubeck. He was involved in sacred music, and there's no doubt that he's looking over all of us and smiling. I know Chris Brubeck is torn up about that, but considering that hours away after Dave Brubeck passed, the Grammy nominations came out, and here we are. That Ansel Adams America piece that people knew about for the past several years, but it wasn't until my alma mater, Temple University Symphony, got a hold of it, and people heard it on their iPads and various sources this year, I think starting in May. The Grammy people took note of it, and it is up for, in the same consideration as Chuck Loeb's instrumental piece, it may win the Grammy for Instrumental of the Year. So I'm just awhir with all this knowledge, this new knowledge of Dave Brubeck, and I'm going to miss him terribly, but his spirit will live on. Whew, mercy. Let's do something. Let's do Amy Shook, My Bass Goddess, and Felicia Carter. They got together for a beautiful little piece. Nothing to Do is the name of the album. This is Amy Shook and her beautiful friends that she works with. Saint Vitus Dance is the name of this, and you'll enjoy it. 7 minutes. And Ray Gaskins is coming your way at the bottom of the hour. So life is good, and we need to celebrate the life of Dave Brubeck and celebrate the good news that people have. Let's get to it on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Crazy show, not only because the music is going to move you in a particular way, but just because I think that probably during the course of the show, we will change flavors a little bit as far as scheduling is concerned. What you just heard is something so special. That was Micah Chevalier on vocals from Ray Gaskin's A Time to Love CD. The Island is what we heard. And I was just tripping over some of the songs I was hearing this morning, because when you know an artist, as I know Ray Gaskins, you maybe are prepared or maybe not prepared for how a particular individual is going to sound on a recording. And then if you're in a certain mood, it just takes your breath away. So Micah and Ray, thank you. And now Ray is here on the phone with me, saxophonist extraordinaire, time traveler, Best friend to anyone in a band, because when he joins you on stage for any impromptu event, the band immediately becomes better. Ray, how are you?
Trish, I am time traveled out.
You are time traveled out? I'll bet you are. You've had a busy year, haven't you?
I've had a busy year, but you know what? Next year is going to be even busier with this record. I can't believe it.
I can't believe the product
what we got and the support we're getting on this record. It's like, wow, we can't wait until we start 2013.
You know what? I'm so tickled to hear that, because when you and I have the occasion to have a one-to-one discussion, I will tell you why I wasn't there at your CD release party, which I understand was fabulous without me, but we'll have that one-to-one drink someday and we'll talk about it. So you really feel as though, and I know that you've probably got proof because you've got bookings, this CD is really going to do exactly what you wanted it to do, isn't it?
Out of all, you know, Trish, you're right, because I've been struggling with the idea of marketing, struggling with the idea of business and marketing, and making that square peg fit in that round hole for how many years, as
yes.
We all do. It's like, what can I do to make the niche work? We're making niche, make it actually make everything fit together, the right timing and the right thing. And the market is always the opening the doors and shutting the doors and opening the doors and shutting the doors again. And then you got to have the right people in place. I believe that this is the closest I've been to being right in quite a while. It's like I'm throwing the dice and it's come out just what I want the board to do this time.
And you've got the right people, and those folks should be mentioned. You've got Daoud Saeed.
Indubitably.
Yes.
I have. How it all came together just as a work of passion, as it all came together, and seeing how it all kind of just fell together. It's like, you know, it's like it's divine intervention, so to speak. I mean, because here I am, I'm thinking about the island as in what sound can I use to make the sound, what theme can I use to highlight someone actually that I heard sing and I had the chance to work with him before he passed away. I worked with John Lucien with the jazz fusion All Stars.
Yes.
Oh, myself, Roy Ayers, Tom Brown, Linus and Smith, Ronnie Lawless, we all worked together. We worked this show for like 23 dates around the country. And I thought about John, and John hadn't recorded anything, and I was thinking about, oh, it would be so wonderful if I could get him on this record. And I thought about his baritone singing the island. But how would it sound like? You were just talking about how you blend the voice with the right sound. How do you do that? And it came to be that I said, you know, I told the producer, I said, Dow, we'll put it in the original key to see what works from there. And I tried to sing it, and it didn't work to me, and it didn't work to him. He's sitting there shaking his head like, I don't know about you singing it. So I said, well, it will definitely work with the female voice on it. And he says, well, I got the right person. I said, well, I said, who are you going to get, Micah? He says, yeah, I'll get Micah to do it. And I thought about Micah. And I really, I mean, before when I met Little Micah, I said that with a pause. Little Micah.
Right.
Okay.
I'm waiting.
I was in Blues Alley. And Daoud Saeed was with me, and Jesse Bowers and Johnny Jones. We were playing that room. And in Blues Alley in D.C., And she came in, she just sat down really quiet. She sat over in the corner and just quietly listened. And she was cool. She didn't do anything. She didn't say anything. She said, oh, hi, how you doing? And she was just quiet as a church mouse and listening. She would pat her foot maybe one time. You know, I was like, okay. So I was basing my momentum of the set off of watching her tap her foot. Anyway, so, but just the fact that she didn't say anything, that means she was a serious listener. I said, you know what? And then I said, yeah, I remember her from before. Yeah, please, let's get her on the record, see what she can do. And then when I heard it back, I said, what? I couldn't say. I told him, stop the track. And I just said, thought to myself, I said, I can't believe. It couldn't have been any better. Patty is a nice person. I met her. She's a wonderful person to talk to. And, you know, she puts up this thing on the outside. You see, and once you finally talk to her, she's cool. But it couldn't have been any better if I had asked Patty Austin to come and re-sing this track. But when Mikey Chevalier walked in and sang this track like it was hers, from the very beginning, like since it was written. So Ivan Lins, whenever he wrote the song, he said, I can't find Micah, so I'll get Patty Austin to sing it. So there you go. That's the result of that.
Oh, my gosh. Listen, that is so awesome. And, you know, you and Micah have worked on a number of occasions. I've seen you when you've been on stage with Jesse and Daoud and Johnny, and Micah's been there, and she's come up on stage a number of times. And you have such a great chemistry, and your sax playing is so great. And then you stretched out with vocals yourself. It's been a long time coming, Ray. Honest to God. I mean, I've watched you for, 7, 8 years now, and I haven't seen you this happy.
Thanks a lot. You know what? And I have a reason to be happy because everything seems to be clicking. Everything seems to be working. And it's just a matter of medication now.
You know what? I completely get that because the last time I talked to you, you had a scare, and your health is good now. Is it good? Come on, tell me the truth.
Well, you know, Trish, I just came off a 20-day tour where I traveled and worked. I played 10 dates out of the 18 that I had to actually do the tour. It was 20 days. So they gave me a couple of days off. But I traveled and worked 10 days out of 18. I traveled 10 cities across 7 time zones in Russia. So I saw Kazakhstan, I saw Uzbekistan, I saw Irkutsk. I went where the Eskimos don't go. I went up in Nebraska, I was all over Siberia, and the feeling of the people, the momentum is growing because the people themselves, they took a liberty and they said, we need a change because all we see is everything is going downhill. We need some type of change. We can't, however they went out and they went about getting it all done, they just did it. I can't say, because I don't know the political system for sure, how it all mixes up together, and I don't want to say a couple of words. I don't want to say the word. I don't want to say any words, you know, politically, whatever.
Right.
But we can say that these people, you see their faces now as they walk down the street, as they go to work, as they drive in the traffic, as they travel back and forth, and they see this big, tall, large black man with dressed up like an Eskimo getting on a plane with them, going into far out of reach, outer Mongolia. They say, who's that? And someone said in English, this is Mr. Ray Gaskins from America. And they're clapping their hands. And I swear, we were sitting on a plane and it looked like something out of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Wow.
And the plane, when it took, it was like a prop job that you could touch the skin of the plane, you still feel like the ice. Anyway, we got there safe. And you look at the windows, we look out the windows out of the plane, completely frozen over, but they had like the pool curtains, not the shutters, but they had the pool curtains.
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, to make the long story short, these people haven't seen and made a change. They got rid of casinos. You know, they said no. And I mean, when I was there the first time, maybe 6 years ago, they said, oh yeah, next month we're getting our first McDonald's. I said, oh really? I didn't think nothing of it twice. I didn't think twice about it because it was a different vibe back then. Now, I get there, they say, oh, now we got 2 McDonald's now. So, well, hey, consequence causes change. So there they have it.
And you really feeling.
Accomplished that.
You're feeling the vibe. You're feeding the off the vibe. Yeah.
Yeah, people are walking around with smiles on their faces, and they're happy. And I'm still filling up those Philharmonic halls, and I plan to take my band back next year.
See, there's a special relationship you have with Russia. Isn't that wild? I mean, would you have ever guessed that?
No, I never would have. I thought I was going to just do this first run with 12 dates, and I thought I was going to do 12 dates and be done with it. But here's I'm back for a shorter time of twice as much work and twice the audience. And I'm like, wow. Because I'm playing these Philharmonic halls with these very large, with 25, 30-piece bands, orchestras. And I'm like, wow. They said, well, Ray, if you don't mind, please, can you learn the music that we have here? We've been training for this music for a year. Can you please just do this music? Not a problem. And that's what it's, and being professional, I love being that part because it sets up for what I want to do for next year. I want to take Mike, let him hear Micah. Let him hear what I hear in the studio. Let them be knocked out of their socks when they hear. And when they hear the music
that
we're going
wonderful.
To produce on stage, that is going to be, it's going to be colossal.
You know what? That really would be a dream for her, too, because she also, I mean, she's young still, but she has labored for a long time, and she has...
Of course.
She has popped out of that whole scenario where the dues now need to take a new level. So that would be excellent if she could travel with you, and because your chemistry together is just beautiful.
Well, she is a very smart young lady. She deserves and commands and deserves the respect, and she has it in her talent. And the way she carries herself, she's a wonderful friend, and she's a wonderful person to know. And
yeah.
I hope that she wants to sing. Well, she wants to sing on this record with me, and she wants to go on tour with me. It's not a matter of does she want to work with me. If she wants to sing with me, I welcome her. I welcome her. I say it like this: some people they go out and hire other people. I say it publicly right now, Mike. As long as you want the gig, you got it.
Well, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Well, you know what? Can we play another track, please?
Certainly.
Yes, I really do. And how did you come up with the title, Ray? I wanted to ask you that because it seems like a simple thing, but maybe it's not so simple. Tell us.
Well, actually, after I came up with the title, I was told that there was a Stevie Wonder CD that came out with the same title. I had no idea. But when you think about our lives and times and changes and everything, you say, hey, out of all the confusion, it's time to love now. So
mm-hmm.
what else is left?
That's
what
right.
else could be possible? That's it.
I think if
we have nothing else to do, we must love each other if we are to survive in this world. So you listen to Can't Stop. That's the best part. Well, you'll hear that later on the CD. Maybe not this time, but another time you hear Can't Stop. Can't Stop was an old song, but I brought back, and it's one of my originals. And if you think about, they talk about war and confusion is the order of the day, and it's on your TV 24 hours a day,
mm-hmm.
While the rich men are sitting back in the easy chairs or whatever. And you think about what has happened that transcended from those times until now. It's time to love. That's all there is to it.
Oh, it's prophetic. I love the title of the CD. And what about Holding You, Loving You? Tell me about that, because that's what I'm going to play.
Don Blackman, 20-odd years ago, came up with his first CD for GIP Records. He had the pleasure of having, matter of fact, a very famous Baltimore drummer on it, Mr. Dennis Chambers. He played on the original of this track. And I tried so hard to get him to play on this version of what I was producing. It's the same arrangement. Because, I mean, when you listen to it, you go like, wow, this can't, like, to duplicate it to do what? You know, it's fine for what I wanted to do, to add the saxophone and make the background stand out more and make the track more prominent as an instrumental, which is fine. And I just wanted to fit it because nobody else had ever tried it. So I feel I'm blessed and honored to be able to have the privilege of knowing him and having his permission to do these tracks. I did two of his songs.
Awesome. That's awesome. Well, this is really beautiful. This is one of the first one that popped out at me. Ray Gaskins is with us, saxophonist extraordinaire, and you're going to hear it, and you're going to hear a little Micah Chevalier, too, on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy from A Time to Love.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and we were talking earlier of chemistry, ladies and gentlemen. Daoud Saeed on keyboard there, also the producer of A Time to Love, Ray Gaskins. Woo, Ray, that was hot. Holding you, loving you. Woo.
Thank you, Trish. Thank you.
Mercy.
Where's Micah? Where's Micah at?
Micah, listen, let me tell you something. Micah's listening to us and she's crying. She just posted on my Facebook page, "You made me cry, y'all." She wants you to shine, so that's why she's in the background listening, just as she did that first time you saw her.
Well, you know what, Micah? It's time for you to shine now.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
Because, hey, it's time. It's time. I'm an old man. What am I going to do? I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. It's time for you to start shining up now. So get the glitter out, girl. Your glitter looks better on you than it does on me.
Well, please, I don't want to see any glitter on you, all right?
You don't want to see no glitter? You don't want to see glitter on ugly?
Oh, now stop it. I am glad that you're alive and well, honestly, because you scared
me
for a little bit.
Every day I look in the mirror.
Yeah.
Also, I wanted to say rest in peace to Dave Brubeck, who contributed so much music and so many standards and so much jazz, and being an innovator and stylist in jazz for so many years for all of us to enjoy.
May he
rest in peace, and condolences to him and the family.
Yep. Boy, what a life.
There'll never be another one like him.
That's for sure. And I want you to live until you're in your 90s, too. So I want you to continue to take care of yourself, because you need to make sure that folks hear this CD. I know you got plans in 2013. Anything you want to tell us about where you're going to be, where we can get a hold of the CD, by the way?
Well, right now, with the CD, we have hard copies available right now as we speak. I'm looking at a half a room full of them right now, looking at them.
Okay, cool.
So they've been distributed in downtown Baltimore. We're just going through one store because we want to keep a track of them. Now, we also have digital download being available on January the 8th. To all the digis, it's going to be a lot more expensive than you can get it from me right now before Christmas.
Okay.
Before Christmas.
That's right, for Christmas.
That's right. Listen, now, Trish, you know you got copies coming from me. As many as you want.
I know. And I cannot wait to hear all of it on hard copy. And I appreciate the time that you took, because I wasn't sure this was going to come together. And, Ray, you know I'm going to see you soon, and we're going to have that cup of coffee or a glass of something, and we're going to talk.
Yes, we certainly will, as we always do, darling. It's always a pleasure to speak to the high priestess, princess of the radio.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Cash your check, baby.
That's what I get. That's what I tell everybody.
Oh, thank you,
you
Ray.
Are, Trish Hennessy, you are the high priestess of jazz radio.
Well, that coming from you, that's something special, and I appreciate that. And you.
Well, thank you very much.
You are the master classman of saxophonists, okay?
Ooh, thank you. Ooh, I don't know how to act now. Ooh.
Well, I know that you will know how to act, and I'll know because I'll see you soon.
yes, darling, yes. Thank you for all that. Appreciate it so much.
Ray, thank you, and I will talk to you soon, and I'm going to hear the rest of the tracks when I get off the air today.
And I'll try to send along something probably. I hope I see you before I leave anyway. Anyway, Chris, thanks so much.
Thank you, Ray. God bless.
God bless you. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. That was Ray Gaskins, and I'm telling you what, it's a full house today, and I'm just so tickled because, you know, there's so much great music out here, and one of the gentlemen who has done his thing for such a long while, just as we had Dan Cipriano and Daniel Bennett with us last week, two saxophonists back-to-back, we have another one right here. And just a different breed of cat entirely, composer, musician, professor. with some good news to announce, and this has been a long time coming, this interview. This is Professor Jeff Antoniuk with me right now. Jeff, how are you?
Trish, I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm just peachy right now because things are working out for a lot of my friends, and they're just working really well for you.
Well, it's a busy time, and I'm glad to hear everyone's doing well. That's great.
Isn't it great? And I'm tickled because I didn't know that you and Paula had this close association. So when I heard that Paula was working in conjunction with you, I was so thrilled because we just had Albert on the radio in the past several days. And then I see that you are going to be at Twins Jazz coming up. And I need for you to explain because time is of the essence for you today.
Oh, absolutely. Well, yeah, we have some very exciting stuff coming up in December. My full-time group, the Jazz Update, we're playing at Twins Jazz in Washington, D.C., and that's actually sort of an opening concert for a workshop we have coming up a couple weeks later. But on Friday, Saturday, December 14th and 15th, we're going to be presenting a lot of music by Thelonious Monk.
That's
and
awesome.
December is going to be Monk month for us. We've recorded Monk on all of our CDs with the Jazz Update, and we love presenting his music. And, you know, I really can't think of too many other groups, so I can't think of any off the top of my head,
right,
who, you know, sort of do theme concerts like this. And we've done Monk concerts at Blues Alley and up in Alaska and other places, and we love doing it. And later in the month, right between Christmas and New Year's on December 29th, we have a workshop for adult musicians. Now, we'll certainly take some high schoolers if they come, but we put together workshops through in-depth jazz clinics.
That's
and
awesome.
And on December 29th, adult musicians and fans of this great music will have an opportunity to study with world-class faculty and do some playing with us. So if any of your listeners, if this rings a bell for you or a loved one, who loves to play the piano or guitar or saxophone or whatever it is, go to indepthjazz.com and sign up for this clinic.
And, Jeff, you know, that's really interesting. There's a couple of major questions here, and folks are going to hear this interview in archive. So immediately when it's done recording today at 4 o'clock, it will go into archive. So I'll make sure that you get so that we can spread the word about this special session. Folks will be able to pick this up in the next few days and hear what you had to say via invitation. Why is this important for you? Why are you doing this workshop? Because this is very intriguing.
Well, you know, I've been doing jazz education for adults for 10, 15 years, and I love working with the adult population. I'm actually, as we speak, on a break at a middle school in D.C., so I do workshops for school-age kids as well. But, you know, it's kind of odd, but adults have less access to education about jazz. As a school kid, well, you take band. Or, you know, when you're a teenager, there's all kinds of places to go and, you know, join a small group or play in the community big band or the Blues Alley outreach program. You know, when you're a 45- or 50-year-old attorney or cop or whatever it is, these opportunities aren't open to you. And I noticed that about 10 years ago. So we started a summer camp in Rockville, Maryland, called Maryland Summer Jazz. We have some one-day clinics, which is this Monk clinic. So, you know, we really try to have outlets for people who love to sing and play jazz. So that's you know,
beautiful.
In general, where the education thing came from, I just feel very strongly about people, you know, having access to great education, you know, including adults. And as far as Monk goes, it's just some of the greatest, quirkiest, most wonderful music, you know, of the century. So,
yes.
So, you know, any opportunity to play and talk about Monk is good by me.
That. And you know, Paula is so on it because I've had, as a matter of fact, your album with the Jazz Update here today for a few years. I used to play it all the time when I was at my last radio station, and I did not have your latest Brotherhood with the Jazz Update. And so I was listening to it today. I was getting immersed in music. I love it, Jeff. You just come from a different kind of place altogether, and whenever I hear something by you, I have a new appreciation for how composition is supposed to be and how saxophone feels. It's almost like I'm playing the instrument when I hear you. There's something about
that's so nice.
Yeah, it's probably because you have all this in mind as an educator yourself. And speaking of education, this is a topic for discussion on the show all the time. How do you feel, if you could have your druthers as far as jazz education in school, what would you say?
Well, I think it's important. And as I said, I'm at a D.C. middle school right now. And the wonderful thing is the city of D.C., you know, and it has plenty of challenges in its public school system. It recently rewrote the music curriculum centering around jazz and improvisation.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty amazing. And
oh, my
God. It
makes
a pedagogical sense. Anybody that has studied education, and I'm not talking about music education, in general, how human beings learn things, improvisation is how we are wired as biological creatures. That's how we learn. It's how we express ourselves. It's what allows us to walk down the street, to trip on a stone, and to catch our balance. We improvise physically. We improvise, making up stories. Why isn't your homework turned in on time? Well, that kid starts improvising right now. Looking for a good answer.
Yeah.
So it makes sense to talk about music and art as improvisation. But, of course, that's what makes a good attorney and a good cop and a great radio hostess, is someone who's able to think on their feet. So it's good for music and jazz, but not everybody's going to become a jazz musician. It's good for what you do in real life. So,
mm-hmm.
Music and jazz education, improvisation, it's, you know, I can't think of anything more central to being a successful human being, frankly. And, of course, I love the style of jazz, but there's improvisation in other styles of music, too, and I'm all for that.
And you know, that's funny. That particular point you just made about improvisation really is driven home today, because after having read about Dave Brubeck and the combination of factors that made him terribly successful in his life was that training from his mom in the classics, and then his skill as an improviser to create this new West Coast jazz sound. That really is important as far as kids are concerned, because that's, if somebody eases them along in the way of improvisation skills, no matter how they learn, that's how they build confidence in life.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny mentioning Dave Brubeck, and of course I heard yesterday he passed away. I had the opportunity to have a pretty good long discussion with him years ago.
Really?
And I remember asking him, you know, what was the one important thing? You know, if he could tell me one thing, what would he tell me? And he recommended a psychology book. And it was an old sort of classic called What to Say When You Talk to Yourself. And it was about how our internal dialogue as human beings tends to be very negative. We're very harsh on ourselves. And that was the one thing he had to say to me as someone who wanted to be a musician. He could have talked about music. He could have talked about 100 things. But he understood the importance of trusting yourself. And that makes sense now that we look back on his life, of how he trusted mixing classical music, how he was the first person to take music to college campuses. All those things that we're hearing about, you know, people have known this, but now as we hear these obituaries and these homages to him, he really broke a lot of ground. And it's interesting for me to think back on that conversation I had with him 25 years ago, and that one thing that he told me was essentially to trust yourself and don't be hard on yourself. And it was interesting.
Isn't that wild? And of course that translates, Jeff, into fearlessness. And man, what a conversation. You are so blessed to have had him say that. You were supposed to have that talk with him.
It was very meaningful. And, you know, of course, I was expecting some sort of musical answer or, something much more specific. But he gave me something, much more human and much deeper than anything like that. And the funny thing is he didn't have to think about it. He knew it. I don't know if he'd been asked that question many times, but, he gave me a very specific answer. It was great.
Well, he seemed to be the kind of person that wasn't intuitive, and he would hone in on what you needed to hear or direction you needed to go. And people have said that now in the past 24 hours. Oh, my gosh, the quotes are coming fast and furiously. But I'm so glad that it took with you, because you really have made a lot out of your career in the space that you've been given while you've been walking this planet, because you started out in Canada, and you have toured, you've done workshops, you've mentored, you've been an educator, you have given saxophone meaning new artistry. What is it that you would like to do? What would you like to see happen in 2013 for you?
Wow, what a great question. Well, the education that we're doing now, I feel like it's really taking hold. It's gaining a popularity, and people are aware of all these opportunities, certainly in the Baltimore, D.C., Northern Virginia area. I'd love to do more in Baltimore, actually. A lot
really?
Of our efforts are centered in the D.C. area. And, you know, these cities are so close together, it just makes sense that that, you know, for a little more involvement in Baltimore. I used to teach at Towson University. I've had
yes.
regular gigs in Baltimore. So that would be something that I'd really love. And I've started doing a lot of writing recently, so I'm sort of getting the itch to record with the Jazz Update. And I have a new group called the Mars Quartet.
Oh!
So I've got two sets of amazing musicians that I play and write with, and I'm excited about having those groups out and being heard.
Well, I'm excited for you, because it just seems like your career has taken another level, and maybe it's because of Brotherhood. I'm not sure of the association with Monk. And by the way, I'm making it a point to play a Jeff Antonia composition, or actually an interpretation of Thelonious Monk, next to Monk's San Francisco holiday today.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
Oh,
yeah, you know, the Brotherhood album, it was great. It got so much airplay around the U.S. and Canada, and was on some of the top 40 charts and things like that. And, you know, I'm just very happy with the way that CD turned out. And, you know, it's such a great band. It's the top call musicians from this area. Every one of the players in the band is a university professor as well. So they're, you know, folks that really understand the history and how the music works, but it doesn't get in their way of being great emotive performers. So it's fabulous.
And, you know, you and I haven't been keeping in touch as we should have, and I'm late for a couple of different pieces of news in your regard, but I have to say that the reason why I found out about you initially, and this is going back now maybe 5 or 6 years ago, was because of Johnny Shaw, who had the blessing of meeting you at Towson State University. And here's
yeah.
how things work, Jeff. Do you know, because of the strength of what I heard on here today, thanks to Johnny, it put the bug in my ear that my son possibly is going to Towson State University because of your
wow.
talent and what he could possibly learn. Yes.
That is amazing. Well, that's full circle in a big way.
Isn't it?
Well, tell your son I told him to get that horn out tonight and play a tune for him.
Yeah, well, actually, you know what? He is going to go for IT. He's going to go for different endeavors concerning computer, but he has Asperger's syndrome, so he is able to pick up instruments without ever having played them before.
That's amazing.
So, yeah, the music education at Towson State is pretty vast. Here's something else you should know, and I'm going to let you go in just a couple of minutes. The musicianship, are you familiar with that endeavor, Jeff?
I'm not sure. What is that?
The musicianship is was actually the brainchild of the late Diane Granger, Gary Granger's niece and Greg Granger's daughter. And the idea has taken fruit and run. The musicianship puts instruments in the hands of underserved kids in the Washington, D.C. area. And
that's
now
excellent. You know, it rang a bell. But yes, yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah, and now they've got after-school programs. You are such a great mentor. You are such a great torchbearer for kids. Do you see yourself working more and more in that endeavor in the future?
You know, I think I do. I have a great relationship with the Washington Performing Arts Society.
Yes.
And they're big presenters in D.C. If you see Yo-Yo Ma or Wynton Marsalis in town, it's probably them bringing them in. They had Chick Corea here a couple of weeks ago. And they have an amazing educational outreach program. And I run sort of the head of their jazz department for outreach. So with my band, the Jazz Update, we do 80 or 90 presentations a year in D.C. public schools. 80 or 90. So that is thousands and thousands and thousands of kids that, thanks to Washington Performing Arts, get to experience music. And I love it. It's very rewarding. It's fabulous work, and of course I'm playing with my band all that time, so it's certainly a win-win situation.
And here's another thing about you. As somebody has pointed out in the chat room, when Matt heard your voice, he said, "Now there's a smooth voice." Your voice is very soothing. It's conducive to kids' learning, by the way.
Oh, that's nice. Well, and it knows how to yell too. I've got a 9-year-old, so you know, I can put a little edge in it when I need to.
I know. And you wrote a song. I love From Here Today, your song, Noah's Little Play Song. That's one of my favorite songs.
Oh, that's great. I wrote that for a nephew of mine, my very first nephew, my brother's son. On Brotherhood, on the new CD, the first track, I believe, is called Screwball. That
yes.
one is for my son, Aiden. That's one of my many loving nicknames for him. Is he comes at you hard and fast and sideways most of the time. So, Screwball, that's for my son, Aiden.
That's great. God bless your relationship with your son. And I love, by the way, just in passing, I wanted to say how much I love Global Village a lot. And some of the other tracks just caught me where I lived. I'm so pumped because of the wonderful music I've heard today. But I'm going to let you go back to your children, your class there. And I wanted to play Hot House Evidence from Brotherhood, if that's okay by you.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you very much. And again, if any of your listeners are interested in doing a little playing, doing a little learning about Thelonious Monk, December 29th, we have our applications rolling in, but we still have some spots open. And indepthjazz.com is the place to find more.
That is just an amazing idea, and I'll bet you're going to have a packed room. And I wish the best. And I'm going to be talking about the Twins Jazz event coming up after I do this song, because I want to make sure folks get to hear you and then Monk back-to-back, because you have such a passion for him, and I appreciate that about you too, Jeff.
Thanks, Trish.
Thank you. We'll see you. We'll see you soon.
That sounds great. Thank you so
All
much.
Right.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Jeff Antoniuk. Oh, my gosh. It's so nice to be able to finally talk to him. Jeff was supposed to do a sort of a get-together with me, an interview. This was going back now maybe 4 or 5 years at the other radio station where I worked. And my car died on the way to the station, so I had to call him up. As it was a holiday, and he said, "I'm kind of glad you called because I really want to hang with my family." Oh, bless his heart. This is so wonderful. From Brotherhood, which is the latest from 2010, Jeff Antoniuk and the Jazz Update. This is just a loving nod to Thelonious Monk, and I think that once you hear Hot House Evidence, you're going to say, "I want to get that CD," and I wouldn't blame you one bit. I'm not going to be without Jeff music in my house from now on. Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. We'll be right back. is Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
But I'm all packed up to go. But darling, if you love me, you won't let me go. I love you. Yes, I love you. And it never runs smooth, you know. So if your love is a true love, you won't, Lord, you won't let me go.
Chevalier doing vocals today, so we can wrap it up now. I'm just kidding. Woo! That was some kind of set right there. I enjoyed the shiggity out of that. Can I just tell you? Ruth Brown, actually from the big band sound of Thad Jones, Mel Lewis, featuring Miss Ruth Brown. Oh, you won't let me go. The queen of R&B. Was she ever? Oh, my God, that voice, something else. January 12th, 1928 to November 17th, 2006. Not enough years on this planet. Ruth was really influenced by Sarah Vaughan and Billie Holiday and Dinah Washington. A little bit of this and that voice, but then she took it somewhere else. Just so nice. From 1968, Virginia born, and did a lot, not only for raising awareness of true soul and how it can be delivered, had some real nice hits and associations with Bonnie Raitt and Charles Brown, and did a lot for other people. She was a courageous spokesperson for royalties and contracts and how folks were getting ripped off, to the point where she was pivotal in making sure the R&B, Rhythm and Blues Foundation, was created in 1987. Amazing lady. Won a Tony for Black and Blue on Broadway and part of the ensemble. Got a Grammy because of it. Just accolade after accolade in her life. And I know Bonnie Raitt misses her a lot because Bonnie talks about her. And just real nice to hear when Ruth was with jazz musicians doing their thing. It was like she was right at home. No, nice. And we might throw in another Micah Chevalier vocal track from the Ray Gaskins CD, A Time to Love, if we have time for the end of the show, maybe. We'll do that. We heard Thelonious Monk, God bless him, San Francisco Holiday from Thelonious Monk Quartet Plus Two at the Blackhawk, which was in San Francisco. That's 1960. And by the way, 1968 for the Ruth Brown track. So I wanted to get some 60s tracks in here. This is the beautiful time of year where you can throw in the 60s stuff because I remember. And it's my show, so I'm going to play it. All right? Oh, so nice. Charlie Rouse on there. Harold Land on the CD, The Project. Joe Gordon, John Moore, Billy Higgins. And beautiful how Jeff Antoniuk could get so inspired from Monk on keyboard and hear that translation, make that improvisation in his head to turn right around and be able to do a couple of tracks, Hot House and Evidence on Brotherhood, and make the saxophone come alive with hearing Monk in his head. I just love that. I love that Billie Holiday was able to hear jazz instrumentations and then translate them vocally, and how some people can hear a guitar and be able to take that guitar and make it come to life on the keyboard, and vice versa, be able to hear a keyboard and be totally at home with that instrument and then translate what you've heard via a trumpet and or make the song anew on the keyboard with what you hear Chris Botti do, or Chet Baker or Louis Armstrong. It's just such a beautiful thing, the whole jazz genre. And I said this yesterday on Facebook when we got the news about Dave Brubeck passing away. What he was able to do with jazz and make people fall to their knees, especially, I got to say this, college kids, because Dave Brubeck was able to know that kids in college would get his music, that West Coast sound. And another thing about Dave Brubeck, and then I'll move along, Dave Brubeck knew that young people would respond to the kind of jazz that he was putting out there, because he knew that some of these kids maybe had classical training and they would get the grooves of his time signatures. They would get the melodies and the rhythms that were different, that a lot of folks were saying at that time, no, you can't do it that way. But college kids got it. And then moreover, in the 60s, if you didn't know this, Dave Brubeck was program director for WJZZ, which became WEZN, and he thought it was a real cool idea to have a full-time jazz station on terrestrial radio. Dr. Bill Cosby, are you listening? I think that hybrid jazz as a full-time terrestrial radio station would be really great. A commercial hybrid jazz radio station You don't think this is going to come to pass in 2013? I'm speaking it into existence. It's going to happen. And I'm going to run the doggone thing because folks who are in a position of power are going to hear the programming here and think, you know what, this can work. Money made for everybody, trust me. New venues, new careers, new tour opportunities, new sales, maybe for mom and pops, because maybe they'll suddenly come to pass again where you have little record stores or little CD shops, hard copy, wow, LPs, wow, a resurgence. It can all happen. Let's just speak it into existence, shall we? Good idea. How can we possibly follow Ruth Brown? You want something a little different? Let's do something a little different. We don't normally delve into the blues as much here on Hybrid Jazz, but I think that we should, especially now that we've had the Kennedy Center honors and Buddy Guy was given his award. And Bonnie Raitt, by the way, was one of the presenters of paying homage to him that day, just the other day on Sunday. That show's going to be on TV on December 26th. So I was delving back into a CD, and I think that you're going to be really happy about this. There was, in the mid-2000s, Blues Mistletoe and Santa's Little Helper on Black Top Records. Gentleman who's been doing his thing for the past many years, since the 60s. Matter of fact, he's going to be 65 on December 18th. His name is Rod Piazza. He's got a group called the Mighty Flyers. And this is No More Pretty Presents. Rod on the harmonica on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Back to go.
I wish my telephone would ring and ease my broken heart. Drive these Christmas blues away and let the new year start. Let it start, baby.
gosh. Ah, just love that particular interpretation of Carol of the Bells. Always have. And it's just such a comfort this time of year, because if you've got particular projects, albums, CDs, LPs that you've had for a while, you know what you go back to time and time again, right? I mean, you look forward to the holiday season just because of them. And one of those particular albums is one called... Oh, geez, I have mixed feelings about saying the title, Smooth Yule. Because you know how I feel about the word smooth, right? And Kurt Nester is on this package. And man, so many amazing artists are, including, do you remember the name John Tesh? Well, John Tesh was not only a host for Entertainment Tonight for a while with Mary Hart, but quite an accomplished musician and a radio host, by the way. And John is playing on this CD, as are, Kenny G and Dave Grusin and Kitaro and Kurt Nester, who is not necessarily known in this part of the world, the Mid-Atlantic or the East Coast, but is certainly known in his home state of Utah and the Western states. He does this colossal Christmas show each and every year. So this is his time of year. And an Emmy Award-winning composer of films and TV and albums. Yes. And when you see him, it's quite a production. It's not a small-scale affair. If you want to know more, K-U-R-T, N is in Nancy, E-S-T-O-R.com, or pick up Smooth Yule, which was out around 2005 or so. Really nice. Woo! Christmas, you can just feel it when you hear this. The whole selection of tunes seems to go in an organic fashion. You start out with, oh, isn't this nice? It's light and frothy, and then it gets to build, and then you go, wow, we're just about to see the birth of the baby now. It's that intense. It's just great. What did we hear? I just skipped around because everything is just taking a different flavor now. We heard Rod Piazza and the Mighty Flyers, No More Pretty Presents, from another compilation that I strongly recommend to you, and it's not because it's jazz-flavored. No, 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 no. It's really not. it's just rife with blues tunes, and Bill Kirchen is on here. So there's actually a country-flavored blues tune here, but some of these folks I had never heard before this CD, and I haven't heard really since because that's not necessarily my bag, but... Blues Mistletoe and Santa's Little Helper. And by the way, men, you will know that you have stumbled upon the right CD when you see this on Black Top Records, because there is a picture of a very leggy gal holding a guitar, but she is holding it while she's lying down, looking at you upside down in her fishnet stockings, high heels, little Santa Claus outfit, right? Oh, yeah. Rod Piazza and the Mighty Flyers. MightyFlyers.com has more information. And again, happy birthday to Rod. December 18th, you'll turn 65, just like our friend Greg Hatza did the other day. But he looks like he's about 45, because he's doing all sorts of martial arts and Chinese kickboxing, and he's got washboard abs. It was a really hot picture. Shirtless Greg Hatza on Facebook. Go look that up, ladies. Something for the men, something for the ladies. This has been so much fun. Raven Hanna is in the chat room, and this is her first time. I'm so excited. Matt and Beach are with us, and we had Jeff Antoniak that was talking to us a little while ago, and Ray Gaskins at 1:30. It was really wonderful. So, Let's do, oh, yes, this is, we also heard Melinda Ford after Rod Piazza. Oh, my gosh. Melinda Ford on saxophone from her CD, My Commitment to You. Amazing. You can find it on CD Baby. That was I Told Jesus. Melinda Ford was on Cool Jazz Conversations with us over a year ago with Joy Hall and myself. She got a hold of this tune, I Told Jesus, written by Stanley Turrentine and Diodato for Creed Taylor. Back in the day, she just made it her own. She's got this Southern soul, Virginia-born gospel jazz. I'm all over the place with my saxophone sound that just makes you crazy. Conservatory trained. She's a music teacher in the Baltimore area. Melinda Ford, I Just Love You. Oh, that album is just so wonderful. And now since I played it and I'm all out of whack, I got to figure out where to go. Yes, here's where I'm going to go. I promised to play this on Facebook, and I'm going to do it. This is a Cuban-born drummer. I was not really familiar with him until recently, and man, he's crazy good. Composer, educator, someone who has had commissions given to him and grants, and last year was a recipient of the MacArthur Fellowship. Let me tell you what you have to do to get a MacArthur Fellowship. You have to demonstrate creativity and judgment and artistry on the move. There's only about 30 or 40 people who get this. Oh, my God. His name is Daphnis Prieto. And you can find out more about Daphnis and music by going to do a search. Just do a search on him because you're going to be bowled over. This is a short track that I found on one of those other compilations. I'm so glad I kept the music through the years. Just amazing. But you'll find it on his About the Monks 2005. This is called Ironical Arlequin on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
so good in here.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, a new day, a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom in the breeze, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, a new day, a new life for me, and I'm feeling mighty good, yeah. Oh well, yeah. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies are having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a bold world and a cold world for me. And I'm feeling mighty good, y'all. Oh, yeah. Stars, when you shine, you know how I feel. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. Freedom is mine, that's how I feel. And this older world is a colder world, and a colder world for me. But I'm feeling mighty good. I'm feeling good this evening.
Yeah. And Nicholas Sample on bass once again. My baby. And my Joe. I love you so much.
Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
The moon is shining down. Outside of my window, the snow is on the ground. I'm looking at photographs of Christmases gone by. I wish you were here with me by the fireside, and It's Christmas Eve. You should be with me. Underneath the mistletoe. And it's Christmas Eve. The lush should be. Seeing angels in the snow. This Christmas Eve. Night before Christmas, stars are clear and bright. The home fire's burning, burning, but if you were by my side, we could be singing Christmas songs around the Christmas tree. I'm hoping that Santa Claus brings you back to me. And this Christmas Eve, you should be with me. Underneath the mistletoe. And this Christmas Eve, both of us should be. And angels in the snow. And this Christmas Eve, you should be with me underneath the mistletoe. And it's Christmas Eve, both of us should be. And angels in the snow. This Christmas Eve. This Christmas.
That's our Slim Man. Oh, what a warm and romantic CD this is. Title track we just heard, Christmas Eve, a few years ago for that. And Slim, just so you know, he's got tracks on here. He's by the fire. He's so GQ. Sitting by the fire wearing his little white jacket and his jeans, looking all serious, playing the guitar. On this, it's worth it just to get this. And he's got specials at his website, by the way, slimman.com. He does Baby, It's Cold Outside, but he does a role reversal. Mm-hmm. So it's Antonia Bennett that is saying to him, well, baby, you don't want to go outside. Well, no, I should. Antonia Bennett is the daughter of Tony Bennett. And their voices together blended so well. Just an amazing array of songs, including one called The Gift, A Soldier's Christmas. And that has a lot of meaning to a lot of people. So if you get a chance, go to slimman.com, and you will learn that not only are there special CD offers, there are recipes, because he is a gourmet Italian cook. He has videos with he and Batu, his faithful companion, on the videos, cooking up a storm. You can actually do all of your holiday shopping if you go to slimman.com. This is no joke. You can make food. You can get CDs at reasonable prices. You can find out where he's going to be. And by the way, he's going to be in San Antonio on the 11th. And he's going to be back in Baltimore. He's living in Nashville now. He found love. He's living in Music City, but he's coming back home to do his usual beautiful holiday show at La Scala, which is one of the premier places in Little Italy, on the 20th of December. And it's going to be a benefit for the Mount Washington Pediatric Hospital. Now, I've said this before, and I'll say it again. This is what Slim used to do. He used to go to Mount Washington Pediatric Hospital. He used to hold the babies, newborn babies, who other folks abandoned. They were AIDS babies or they were very sick. And the hospital was looking for people to hold the babies so that they would know that they were loved. And he did. And he used to go out of the hospital after his stint and cry in his car and go home. This is the kind of guy we're talking about. So it's free to get into La Scala, but you have to bring a new toy. And all of the information about what to bring is at slimman.com. Did I say that enough? Gosh, I wish he was paying me. We heard Randy Crawford and Joe Sample, Feeling Good, from the live CD. How many years have Randy and Joe known each other? 1976, when her solo came out, Everything Must Change. Yeah. And then 2 years later, Joe was playing keyboard on that solo, actually not solo effort, but her debut. And then she was on Street Life. And you know the rest is history. And Joe was on this show talking about Randy, talking trash. But they are so close. And this live CD with Joe and Randy, Steve Gadd, and Nicholas Sample, Joe's son, is full of the history of Joe and Randy. If you want to get something really special, this is it on PRA Records. Just a delight. You can tell how happy Joe's fingers are playing the piano on that and how happy Randy sounded. Just wonderful. And again, I'm losing my place because I'm jumping all around. DaphnisPrieto.com is where you need to go to find out about this amazing Cuban-American drummer, composer, educator. He's on the New York University music faculty, and he has been the recipient of not only grants and fellowships and all sorts of accolades, but also Grammy nominated for a couple of different categories, Best Latin Jazz Album and Best New Artist. What you heard was Ironico Arlequin from About the Monks, an incredible drummer and just someone to delve more into. We really need to do that. Jeff Antoniuk was with us today, and I'm so glad he had the time, a little bit more time than I thought he would. He was probably chomping at the bit to get back to his class, but we finally let him go. We heard a track from his more recent Brotherhood CD that was also a Thelonious Monk song. Delving into another Jeff Antoniuk and the Jazz Update from here today, from a few years back, this is something that is called 4-in-1, if you are familiar with Monk songs, on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Thank you. he is a beast, is he not? Do you hear him hanging that note at the end? Ray Gaskins on saxophone. Oh, my God. Oh, that is so choice. I'll tell you what. Ray Gaskins and Daoud Zaid have been friends, and they've been playing together for a while. Daoud produced this new CD, A Time to Love, and you heard Micah Chevalier on vocals there, and they all have been working together. And you know what? There's just something about people who get one another or can figure out where you're going to go next. It's priceless. To have found that kind of combination is just ridiculous, and proof is in the pudding. Just love that little take on that song, The Other Side of the Game. Man, that's nice. And, we heard Ramsey Lewis, More Sounds of Christmas. The song you heard was Eggnog. 1964 with, Steve McCall on drums and L.D. Young on bass. A few years later, L.D. would form with Red Holt, also a part of the Ramsey Lewis stable at that time, the Young Holt Unlimited, 1968. Remember Soulful Strut? I'll bet you do. Well, those of us who are of a certain age do. But Eggnog, Ramsey Lewis on the understated piano there, not the the orchestration. He had a first Christmas CD out, and then More Sounds of Christmas, 1964, just so you can make the differentiation. And we heard from Jeff Antoniuk from his CD Here Today, along with his jazz update, and that is Wade Beach on piano, Tom Baldwin on bass, Tony Martucci on drums, three of the core players that followed him on Brotherhood in 2010. Dave Ballou, also trumpet and flugelhorn on this particular album. And you heard a Monk composition. Jeff Antoniuk knows how to do Monk. He feels him. 4-in-1 is the track that you heard. I want to do three more tracks. Let's see if we can do them. I want to play Steve Oliver on guitar, Crystals in the Snow from Snowfall on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Thank you.
Baby.
that. Ending the show with Dave Brubeck and something from Everybody Wants to Be a Cat, all about Disney. Dave Brubeck had a long love association with Walt Disney and everything that was part of Disney. Walt loved jazz, and Dave Brubeck loved to bring Walt Disney music to life. Isn't that wild? He was doing it actually a little bit before 1957 when he did Dave Digs Disney. Someday my prince will come. Thank you, Jesus, please. This particular compilation, the Everybody Wants to Be a Cat compilation, came out in 2011, and some really cool people on there. Man, just it's so nice when there's different kinds of folks that come together that you would have never expect to be on a compilation, and they all like the same thing. They all like Walt Disney. I love it. Oh, and actually the song, Someday My Prince Will Come, if you remember, well, not a lot of folks are going to remember this maybe, but originally it was from the 1937 animation Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Yes, Snow White sang. And she got her prince, right? So there's hope for a lot of us. We heard from Dina Carroll, The Perfect Year, from the 1996 album Only Human. Dina Carroll, so interesting. Gosh, she's so beautiful. Scottish and African lineage. Whoa! Really gorgeous. And she had some hits in the 1980s to the early 2000s. Oh, my goodness. That particular song was an Andrew Lloyd Webber song from Sunset Boulevard. Just perfect for this time of year to sing a song like that, right? The Perfect Year. Dina Carroll. And we heard Steve Oliver, Crystal in the Snow from Snowfall 2005. Will Donato was on that particular CD too. Just a whole bunch of beautiful guitar, passionate holiday greetings. And when you hear the whole thing with his perky little blonde face on the cover, you just feel like Christmas really has arrived. He's just so happy. Steve Oliver is one of the happiest people that you could possibly know. He's adamant about remaining happy, too. So God bless him. SteveOliverMusic.com is where you can find out where he's going to be. And, you know, we've had him on the show. If I had my druthers, I'd have him on every month. He's just walking sunshine. And when he plays, if there isn't some healing going on, then you better check your pulse, because that's just the way it is for him. This is the way it's going to be for us. You know, it's so wild. Dave Brubeck passed away yesterday. It's his birthday today. God bless him, always. So enamored of the fact that he did so much for jazz and opened so many eyes. And not only with people listening, but people playing. So we're keeping this whole piano vibe going. Next Tuesday, Alfredo Rodriguez, Cuban-born, and what a story he has. What a story. Quincy Jones found out about him a few years ago, and Quincy co-produced Alfredo's album. So you're going to get some classically trained, Cuban-influenced, true jazz that is alive and quirky, like Thelonious Monk. Jeff Antoniuk would probably really enjoy Alfredo. He's going to be with us on Tuesday. And then next Thursday, Demetrius Neighbors just had a birthday the other day. Another keyboard player. It's piano week, ladies and gentlemen. Demetrius will be with me next Thursday, along with Greg Adams. Woo-hoo! And here is why Greg is coming back, and I'm just so glad. It is because, ladies and gentlemen, Greg and East Bay Soul have a few dates. I don't know what your New Year's Eve plans are, but Scholars in Boston, woohoo! Two nights in a row, And then on the 29th, they're going to be at Ram's Head in Annapolis. You know, the mothership in Baltimore is going to be doing the bus trip, heading to Annapolis, Maryland. Unbelievable. Yeah, look, we got everything in. How about that? It's so cool. Oh, God bless Raven and Beach and Matt and the guests back and forth that have really translated numbers for Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy into something astronomical. Whenever I looked at the stats these days, I'm freaking out. Thank you to Blog Talk Radio for making me a featured host, and thank you for doing some advertising for me. And thank you to Janice Rochelle Littlejohn for doing her own advertising in the past couple of days. Amazing. Thank you all so much. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy this early part of the season. Be serene. Don't stress out. Feel alive. Savor your life. And there's Daoud Saeed. Isn't that nice? Brand new love in the background. God bless you. I'll see you Tuesday, God willing.